I got contacted by Attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you – this is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. If you missed any portion of hour number one, I really encourage you to get it in the podcast. It'll be available in show archives at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Dr. James Thorpe was with us. Folks, the stillborn rate, he is a premier OBGYN, been practicing for 43 years, has written a letter challenging the head of obstetrics in the United States and their policy that encourages women, pregnant women, to get the injection. He's been after this. His wife is an attorney. They've written another piece that I'm going to get published at our website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We'll do that this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the numbers we're talking about are devastating. Stillborn numbers. The average rate going back, they look back 5 years, was 5.8. The rate during the pandemic was actually 5.7. So it actually went down. The stillborn rate went down. Now hear what I'm saying. During the pandemic. So what does that tell us? That tells us that this COVID thing, this Wuhan virus, does not impact women's babies. The babies have so many millions of antibodies and so forth in the womb, embryonic, that they are insulated from these things. Now, they're not insulated from what the mother eats. I mean, think about it. Any good OBGYN who's treating your wife, my wife has had five kids. But you know, we always were concerned about what she was eating, what she was putting in. And we discovered early on that certain foods, well, the baby is allergic to those foods. So guess what? Mom doesn't get to eat those foods. If she wants to take care of the baby, she won't eat those foods. Even she may want them. She may think, oh, I like that, but it's not good for the baby. Anyway, all that being said, so now we have the study and the stillborn death rate amongst women who were injected jumps from in that 5.7 range all the way up to 29 and in some communities as high as 160 per thousand. They're killing. They've just found another way to murder babies in the womb. Just another way. And it's called an injection. And so, Dr. Thorpe said under no circumstances does he recommend that a pregnant woman allow herself to be injected. I want to welcome Pastor David Lowry. Pastor David, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Good morning, Vietnam! Good morning, Chosen Generation family, American people, and patriots across this country. You know, Pastor Greg, you're absolutely right about this injection. Because here in Illinois, they've forced it into the schools now, and they make it in a mandate that if the children don't take the injection, the COVID injection, they cannot participate in the schools. And so if the kid's immune system doesn't need that, why are they continuing trying to put it in their bodies? And this is the reason why. They want to create dummies. That shot creates a brain fog to the children. They can't focus. They can't critically think. They can do nothing but think about the social stuff and the computers that they look at every day. And I think that's what this administration wanted. They want our kids to be dummies. They're failing in everything else. And so this is going to be on us from this point. to the American people. This is going to be on us. We really, really have to stand firm because we can see. I hope y'all listening to me good right now. Man, they stole elections across this country like it was nothing, like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, here in Chicago, it was so bad in Chicago that in all the black precincts, over 24 precincts did not get ballots to vote against the judges. So yesterday in the South Town Journal, I was reading and it said that, well, you know, all the judges, people complain about the judges, but they all was retained to their seats. And I said, well, most of the people that would have complained did not get a judge's ballot to get them off the seat. So this is pure conjecture. It's all about cheating. And that's what the left is doing. They are stealing elections everywhere, like out in Arizona, California. They're filing ballots on the side of the road. I mean, it's not going to stop. And it's just ridiculous. The only way it's going to stop is the American people and patriots across this country. We're going to have to make it stop. That's the only way.
It is up to we the people, and we're going to have to change our tactic. We've got to understand that it's not even, you know, what's happening and what's causing the issues is not even at the polls, if you will.
Yes.
Okay. There's a famous quote that says that, it's not who casts the ballot, but who counts the ballot that matters. And we need our patriots to be the ones that are overseeing and doing the actual counting. And right now in so many of these blue areas and blue states, we're blocked out. We're locked out. Patriots are not the ones that are engaged and involved in the counting process. My friend Michelle Swinnick, who's on our TECN network, was on with me yesterday. She was working with Act for America on Ban the Machines. And she was a Maricopa County election judge. And she shares her experience with it in the morning. From 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., 90% of the ballots that were attempted to be scanned couldn't, the scan would come back negative, it would fail. What does that mean? That means you go to the machine, and for the first time ever since I've been here where I live, we had a paper situation, David, where you went in, you put in your thing on a machine, but they had handed you a blank sheet. You picked the sheet, put it in the machine, did your thing, and then it said, do you want this to print? And I picked print. Nobody had instructed me to do that, but I thought, well, that sounds like a good idea. So I pressed print, and it did. It printed out, you know, and so there I have a printed copy that shows how I voted. And then I wheeled over, because I'm in a wheelchair, I wheeled over to the gal at the door, as you know, who's right at the exit, and she says, okay, you take your sheet and you scan it in, and we wait to make sure that the light turns green to indicate that your ballot was accepted. So in Arizona, this is what they were doing. They would go, they would take their sheet, they would go to insert it, and it would reject and reject and reject. 90% between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. rejected. Well, that's the busiest time. That's when everybody's coming through. They're before they go to work, before they go, you know, if they're retired, before they go hit the golf links, you know, whatever. But that's when they're coming through, is during that time. And then she said progressively through the day, the number got a little bit better. The mix got a little better till it got to be about 60-40. And then miraculously, a technician shows up at about 3:30 in the afternoon. And then from about 4 o'clock or 4:30 on, it's perfect. Everything worked great. for the final few hours, okay? Go ahead.
We have to understand this. You know, first let me say this to the American people. Joe Biden is not running this country. It's the queer Barack Obama that's running this country from Joe's basement, okay? Our machines here, this is how bad the machines were here in Illinois. We watched the race closely. Darren Bailey needed at least 10% of the black vote in Chicago. He got over 20%. But this was the catch. I know he won. We polled downstate and he won almost every city downstate. I mean, he won 70 to 30%. So how is it that in the middle of the night, he wins 20% in the city of Chicago, which could have netted him the governorship? But as we watched the polls go, after about 3 hours in, it showed Bailey with his percentages, and he was ahead of Pritzker. Then all of a sudden, things went blank, and when it came back, Mr. Bailey did not have one vote in the city of Chicago, and everything was blue. See, so that's why I know we got to get rid of the machines. The machines can be manipulated. They can be corrupted. And just like in Pueblo, Mexico, where the guy had the thumb drive and he stuck it into the machine out there, back up in the summer. So up to the American people, the patriots, don't get caught up in the hype. Okay.
Here, here. We're going to take a break. Be back with more with, Pastor David right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Pastor David Lowry. We're talking about, of course, the stolen election, and there's a ton that we could say with regards to that. And you were going into some of the specifics of what happened and ballots not being in people's hands and opportunities to make changes and what do we do? And you preached a sermon this past weekend.
Yes, and you
highlighted a verse that I've talked a lot about, having to do with perilous times. Let me add this to our election piece, and feel free to borrow this if you'd like. But Proverbs 11:1 says, "A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but just weights is His delight." Proverbs 20:23 says, "Unequal weights are an abomination to the Lord, and false scales are not good." There was a biblical story about false scales being used, and in the story of Joseph, that is kind of incorporated into that. About a merchant that comes and tries to basically steal from his master. And he recognizes that the scale was being manipulated. You know, that's what we're talking about. And why, and again, why are we as believers? And this is the key that I want to get to. And if you've got the time, I'd like you to stay with me for as long as you can this morning.
Okay.
But that what we don't have in America right now, and this is, and I read a very impassioned letter from a good friend, who provides guests to the program, and he was talking about, you know, if conservatism is only about politics, then for me, it's not conservatism.
Exactly. It's a way of life, you know, being a conservative.
Well, but let me just say that it's about God, David.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is.
The real conservative and the manual for conservatism is the Bible. And I'm not using the Bible as a political prop. I'm using the Bible as the foundation because it is the foundation upon which this nation was created. And again, it's so important. When we talk about the struggle for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if we don't understand that the Creator is the author of those and that the Creator has placed them in us, that this was, in fact, a religious, a Christian effort, a spiritual Christian birthing is what life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is actually about. And that's what we've lost, David.
Well, I want to say this to the American people. I want to say this to God's people and to pastors across this country. See, what pastors have done, they have failed to step up to the plate to their calling. See, when we accepted Christ in our life and we accepted the Holy Spirit, Christ said, greater works that you should do after I'm gone, and I send the Holy Spirit. So that would make us sons and daughters of the Most High God. If God is in control of everything and created everything, then being the heirs of his throne, of his world, then we got the same power to sit over the politicians, the lawyers. We have the power to sit over all of them, because all we have to do is, as Christians, take our rightful place and throw them down. That's all it is. But because of materialistic things, because pastors that are out here that are taking the money, just like the ones in Chicago, J.B. Prisker made rounds to the pastors out here in the South Suburb and gave them a funky $1,000. And those pastors took that money and they went in to vote for J.B. They had them all up in the churches and all that, man. And so, men and women of God, and pastors have to really understand our position. We are supposed to be God-like. We're supposed to be Christ-like. We're supposed to stand on the right side and not get caught up into the world, because the world produces what we see right now, the hatred. Go ahead, brother.
No, we're going to have to take a break. No, I'm right there with you, brother. And you know, the other piece to this, too, is Christ-like, okay, is not a wimp.
No.
Christ-like is not just lying. You know, everybody, you say Christ-like and it's immediately, oh, you're supposed to turn the other cheek. You better shut up and just turn the other cheek. No. No. I'll explain to you about turn the other cheek when we get back. Okay. We're going to take a break. Folks, Jesus Christ was a warrior, and he was a lover of his people. And I'll show you that. I'll show you that in just a minute. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So I was going to share with you this. You know, Jesus Christ said, in his word, he says, you think that I came to bring unity, but I came to bring a sword. He was talking about hard choices. Are you going to choose to follow after and pursue the kingdom of heaven and the King of Kings? Will you make him Lord? He didn't come to simply be your brother, and he didn't come to simply be your savior. He is your savior, but he's your savior and Lord. There's an exchange that takes place. When your old nature is crucified on that cross and dies, and your new nature, literally, born again, a new man in Christ, when that happens, you exchange who is now in control of your life, and it's no longer you. And it can't be anything else that you handed the keys to. The keys now have been taken back, and they have been handed to God through Christ. He is your Lord and Savior.
And you're right. You're right, brother, because I would say for myself, when I was living for the world, I lived for the world. But when God, I gave my life to Christ. My whole life changed. All the old crazy stuff I was doing, that was gone. All the silliness, all of it was gone. And I did become a new creature. I gave my life to Christ and everything changed. And I think that that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that when you accept Christ in your life, you don't even want to continue to drink. You don't want to continue to be out at the clubs. You don't want to continue to be hanging around the wrong people. You're going to get with like-minded people so that you can serve the Lord and do the right thing. And that's what's the key that's missing right now. We have so many people that don't have a relationship with God through Christ, mm-hmm. and they're just living for the world. You know, whatever the world says, that's what they believe. But at the end of the day, Pastor.
Yeah.
as we don't, as pastors, if we don't do our job, then this is what we see. Because we can already see, if all the Christian pastors and all the Christians stood up, we could have stopped all of this foolishness a long time ago. But the church has been under attack. Satan has had his way. They've allowed the church to become a commercial place. You know, I looked at the church as it started to decline. You started getting the homosexual preachers. They were all in the church jumping up and down. Then all of this lewd lifestyle, this unnatural lifestyle, turned a lot of Christians away. And so the church is at a place right now, it is almost shattered. Because as we see it today, and I see a lot of pastors, a lot of people are not coming back to the churches because they know that a lot of the pastors been in cahoots with the politicians. The pastors have not stood up to help fight the problems in this country because we should. It's on us to do that.
The irony in this too is now you have, because for years you had Democrat candidates during election season that would stand up in churches, predominantly black churches, and deliver their messages. And now you have a few conservative pastors that are going around speaking in churches. And it's funny to watch the left go, you know, apoplectic about how, look at those right wingers. Those right wingers, they're all in church. They shouldn't be speaking about this stuff in church. It's like they have amnesia. Like they completely forgot about the fact that for the past 40 years, almost 50 years, Democrats have been standing in pulpits in Democrat cities preaching their Democrat slavery. And that's what they've been preaching, brother. They've been preaching slavery.
Let me tell you something, man. I did that sermon yesterday and I was talking about this. See, on the show, I took a segment to talk to black people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was much needed because what black people have done is allow the political process to come into our lives and take over. A lot of these pastors that would had the politicians up in the churches, man, they were in there giving them the money. And I'm telling you, I saw it with my own eyes. I heard pastors say, you know what, man, we can't let the Republican guy get in because we need to keep our money coming from J.B. Pritzker. Now check this out. First of all, a lot of the pastors who had programs, J.B. Pritzker stopped the money, so they lost money to continue to teach their programs, right? So then when J.B. says, okay, well, because I know he said this, he told some of the pastors, well, after the election, I get back in, I'll give y'all money. But after he got back into office, the first thing he told them this, and they've been down there downtown with J.B. trying to kiss his butt, give him that money back. And JB says, well, now that I got elected, I don't think that I want to continue to fund these certain programs. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to fund them now. So now these pastors are running down there. Hey, man, you said you was going to do this if we got you to vote. Well, you can't make the deal with the devil and expect for him to honor it.
Nope.
So that's why the church is so weak across the country, is because of all the money that they're taking. They're not fighting for God's people, man. And that's the big issue that we have in this country. And I told black people yesterday, how do black people continue to vote for the same thing? Every election, you know, these politicians, they come to the black community. They'll tell you anything. Yeah, I'll do this. I'll make sure that we do that. We're going to do this and do that. But then to black people, once those people get in office, like Barack Obama was in Chicago talking about what he was going to do, how he was going to do this and this and that. And then when black people came out and voted for droves, and he started doing everything for everybody else except the black people. So black people regressed after putting him into office. Our communities regressed. No economic development. He didn't do nothing but give good speeches. And this is the sad part. Black people still made excuses for him like they making excuses. No. Well, when he got it, it was all messed up. and he had to fix it. Every president that took the office had to pick up the bad news from the last one, okay? He had 8 years. To black people, y'all got tricked, bamboozled, swindled. What Malcolm said was right. He had 8 years to do something positive in the black community, and yet nothing happened. Joe didn't do nothing, and we in trouble again.
And what did he support? He supported BLM, and you and I have talked about that together here, but I've talked about that with a lot of different guests and exposed what BLM did. BLM was a lesbian organization whose focus was to destroy the traditional family, to further destroy their traditional family, who, by the way, the Democrats have destroyed the black family. It went from 75% intact husband, wife, children, serving the neighborhood, serving the community, having success, going to church, God is the focus in the center of the family, to today, 13%.
11%.
Okay. It's down to 11%. I mean, how ridiculous. Here's the other thing. The Democrats and the Black Congressional Caucus have been the greatest proponents and supporters of Planned Parenthood. The most dangerous place in America for a black person to be is to be a black baby in their mother's womb. That's the most dangerous place for a black baby to be, because 61% of them will be murdered.
Yes.
61% will be murdered.
That's about 58 million.
Why is it? Let me ask just a question. Why isn't there protest? Where are the Black Panthers? Why aren't they out in front of Planned Parenthood's shutting them down? Why isn't BLM out in front of Planned Parenthood's shutting them down? They're murdering the babies and they're sterilizing the women. Where's the up, right?
Let me tell you where the Black Army is, okay? See, when I was growing up, and in my community, it was predominantly white. A lot of the street organizations was created to protect the communities and protect the kids in the community. And so as those brothers, like the Black Panther Party, they implemented the school lunch program, the Gangster Disciples, the Vice Lords, the Stones, all of those street organizations were building the community up. It wasn't until they saw how powerful they were, and then they had to be destroyed. They taught them how to get 501c3 money. They gave them the money. They started throwing a rock and hiding their hand. The different factions, instead of helping the community, got the money. They started fighting against each other. And that led to what? The jails being full, going private. So most of all these black men who had some kind of sense to help save the community is locked up. And so now you got the new wave. Okay, now you got these new wave young people who call themselves gangbangers. It has nothing to do with the community. It has nothing to do with the black family. It has something to do with drugs and money and killing. And that's the problem. We don't have that protection mode in our children anymore. And most of the black men are locked up, and we have to get back to basics with that.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. Welcome back to Show and Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Pastor David Lowry. We're getting into it in the room over here. We're getting into it in the room. You know, I'm just going to jump right into what we talked about the LGBTQ. And I know you have been talking about that quite a bit, and so have I. For years, ever since I started this show. Because, why? The LGBTQ is a direct assault on God, and mm-hmm. It's a direct assault on the image of God, which is us. It is a perversion, and it is an abomination, and it's an assault on the temple. Now, that's what the sin is. The sin of the church, in my opinion, is we have been guilty of not preaching that you can be set free. LGBTQ is a sex addiction. It's about sex. Period.
That's all.
It's a sex choice, and it is about sex, and it is about the creature being more important than the creator, and that creature has wants and needs, and this is it. The problem is that at the end of the day, that's all a band-aid over the deeper root issue, which is the emptiness and the need for love. And that's why you tear the family apart. You don't teach men how to be men, and that doesn't mean going out and getting in a brawl every night. That's not a man.
Well, you're so correct, Pastor, and I want to say this to the other pastors, and we talked about this. How can you say you're a true man of God when you condone abortions? How can you be a pastor and support a Democratic leader like J.B. Pritzker here and know that he's pushing homosexuality, he's pushing the abortion, he's pushing everything evil. And we see it. These guys here see it. I mean, we talk about it. We see what's happening here even within the whole country with this homosexual thing. And yet pastors are accepting it like, oh, it's they got to live too. Yeah, that's true. They have to live. But in order to be in the church, they have to repent. And that's what pastors aren't holding these gays accountable. They're not saying, you can't come into church. You can't start spreading all this homosexuality around. You can't start trying to present yourself as this good, saved person, yet you still having an abomination sexual lifestyle and promoting it to the children. See, right. That's what the big problem is. And when the church got infiltrated with the gays, see, let me tell you what the gays do. Everything that God created for good, they took it and made it part of their lifestyle. The perfect, just like the rainbow. The rainbow was a message from God to say he would never destroy the earth again, the water. Now, every time it rained as a kid, man, I would look for a rainbow. See, I thought that was really cool.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden, the rainbow became the mascot for the gays. So what they took God's rainbow and put it into their lifestyle and says, oh, we're the rainbow coalition. Everything that God has created for us, gays have taken it and they've made a mockery of it. And so as a pastor, I mean, I love everybody. I'm not against gays. I'm not homophobic. I'm not none of that, but I'm a man of God. And if God told me that it was an abomination lifestyle, then that's what it is. In order to be saved, and I tell gay brothers and sisters all the time, they'll be like, well, pastor, you know, you're a little hard. No, I'm not hard. I'm saying I can't get famous for having sex. You can't get famous for having sex. So why should somebody who have sex with another man or same sex be famous? That doesn't make sense. And just like I'm saying to two pastors today, we work for the Lord. There's nothing above God. If we exercise our rights as heirs to the throne, then we would take this world back. All of this stuff that's happening in politics, the pastors would tell the politicians, hold up, wait a minute. You're not going to indoctrinate our people like this, and pastors get together and shut it down. So that's what the politicians did. First, they made sure the pastors was in debt. They started giving them money. Then they started changing the way they should think, changing the way they should act, forcing them to allow gays into the church without them repenting. It has been an attack on God. COVID was the big attack on God when they shut the churches, and God's people now just have to stand up. We got to step out of this normal lifestyle that we're just saying, oh, it's okay, it's okay. It is not okay. If God said it was an abomination, I'm asking Christians, patriots, and American people, let us stand right now and toe the line, because if we don't from this point, stand up. This world is ours. It don't belong to the politicians. It belongs to God and Christ, and we're the heirs to the throne. It belongs to Christians who accepted the Holy Spirit. If we don't stand, and I'm calling pastors out, I'm saying to the Christian people, let us stand and put God back into our lives, because we're going to have a fight. And that fight is what we're going to have to take on right now as true men and women of God. Look at the elections. Look at what's happening. We see that these things were stolen. Everything is corrupt. If God's people don't stand up now, because see, I'm getting hyped. If God's people don't stand up and put up a fight, when it's time to go home, God gonna say, who are you? I don't know you. You didn't stand up for those who needed to stand up. You didn't help the homeless person. You didn't fight for a person that went to jail unjust. We haven't done our jobs. I'm gonna say that I do my job as a pastor to live and be Christ-like. But it's a lot of pastors, Pastor Greg, that are not like us. They've taken the okey-doke. They done drank the tea, and all they worried about is getting money, who they can sleep with, who they can lie to, and that's what's killing the church, and it's killing this country.
At the end of the day, you know, what we have to remember is there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. And we need to preach from the position that the name Jesus Christ is what changes lives.
Every tongue must confess and every knee must bow for Christ.
Yep. All right. We're out of time. David Lowry has been my guest.
Y'all check the show out tonight, 6 o'clock, TECN TV. Let the truth be told. It's going to be off the chain. Y'all can go there and catch it. Go to my Facebook.
We got to jump. I'll be back right after this.
Okay. Bye bye.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.